Well, and now I'm starting to, I hadn't even thought about getting into this, but now I'm starting to think about what about the other swag, right? Because it's not just t-shirts that we give away. We give away water bottles, and we give away pens, and we give away notebooks. And, you know, we could probably do a whole other conversation about notebooks and, you know, how, how much, you know, how many branded notebooks. And in fact, I can tell you, we had a clean out before all this lockdown stuff started, and we had a stack probably 2 feet high of branded, I guess they're A5 notebooks. And, you know, we cherry picked the ones that we thought we would use, and the rest were like, well, what are we going to do with these? Well, luckily I was able to, donate them to a small business I know that was happy to take them. But, you know, if you take everybody in our industry, how many branded notebooks are laying around their house, their office, their whatever, that, you know, just sit there.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking in my drawers. I'm not going to show you because it's kind of embarrassing. And it's also full of whiskey and trainers. But I have a notebook obsession. I very much have kind of some OCD around notebooks and collect a lot of them. And I use a lot, but I also get given a lot as well. But when you start looking at, well, that's okay because it's paper and they can be recycled. You look at some of the inserts that they've got, or the plastic laminated coatings and some of the sexier notebooks. A lot of that stuff you can't recycle. You know, and even though we're looking at certain types of plastics where we might be able to do something with them, 95% of all of the plastic that we get rid of, whilst we're all very responsible, you know, West London citizens with our little bins color-coded to put, 95% of that stuff never gets recycled. You know, there's some stuff that we're doing, IBM Research, shameless plug, but not, but it's important. We spend about $7 billion a year on research. And a lot of that research is to try and invent stuff that we don't know what the usage is going to be. We just know it's important. We're doing a lot of work around batteries at the moment. You know, lithium's not going to be around and stuff like that. But one of the usages is on plastics, you know, because what happens, you get plastics. Some of it's single use. Some of it can be used over and over. But the integrity of the plastic gets worse and worse once it's recycled. So even the best recycled plastic, you know, the best, is still only going to be used a couple of times. And it's landfill anyway, which is never going to go away, ever. So some of the stuff that we're doing now is like, is there a way you can actually melt certain types of PET plastics where you can melt it down to a core component with a certain process? You could look at it on our website. It's called 5 in 5. But it maintains its integrity over and over again, so you can recycle it as many times as possible. Right. So there's going to be a future where we will be able to do that responsibly, but it's a ways away. And at the moment, we've still got, you know, a lot of oil being pulled up, far more oil than we'll ever need. We've already got far more oil than we were ever going to need. And we know that we've got to put a cap on it. And yet the need to try and bring it up to make plastics and fuels, amongst other things. So what kind of seems to be happening, you start looking at things like the Paris Agreement, and we've got to get these transitions to net zero. And we've got to look at limiting the amount of fuel that's being pulled out, the fossil fuels. Now, we know that there's a limit where the big companies are going to have to stop. They have to. But in the short term, finite game versus an infinite game, I'm not saying it's logical because it's completely irresponsible, but they're there to serve their shareholders. That's their purpose, is to make money. It's not to protect the planet, even though that's what their ads might be saying. So you could argue, well, they just want to make as much use of that as possible that they've got on their reserves before they're not allowed to. Because you're going to end up with this $22 trillion bubble of assets that are sitting on the balance sheets of all of these big fossil fuel companies that would be going to make fuels and plastics that can never see the light of day. So you've got subprime bubble, basically, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where, you know, BP and Exxon and Mobil and Shell and all these other big companies, you know, Saudi Oil, they've got huge amounts of assets on their books, which are practically worthless. So you want to try and use them as quickly as possible before you're not allowed to. So let's make more plastic and more swag, and let's get more pens, and, you know, let's not switch to, you know, an EV, electric vehicle. Let's keep the other thing going a bit longer.